then some. TNT.
All right.
So it is November, and it starts to get dark at exactly 4:30 in the afternoon.
It was dark at 4:30.
No, I mean, it starts to get dark. I mean,
sun's out by not even 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on 4:35. Yeah, so it starts
5:28, 5:25.
Yeah. I just noticed that because
part of the season, actually.
Yeah, I wake up at around 2 o'clock, and a couple of hours later, the sun starts to go dark.
Down. You go back to sleep.
Yeah, I know. I was like...
Oh, well, he's working.
I wish I had that. I mean, for a year, I was doing the same thing. I couldn't even get that chance to...
Enjoy the sunrise?
No, not enjoy, but go to sleep during daytime.
During daytime?
And then I... come in, especially after the start of the DST, which is like, what, an hour, a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
So, start
door. Oh, so it was a week ago.
Spring back. Mm-hmm. Spring back.
All right.
But it,
all
right. No. Apparently, spring back, U.S.
Fall forward.
It's
fall
the
back.
Same shit.
No, fall back. Spring forward.
Back.
No, it's fall forward. That's, we're talking, it's fall
what,
back.
What are you talking about? Philippines or the U.S.?
It's fall back, spring forward.
Fall back, Philippines. Spring forward, U.S.
No, it's not spring in the U.S. now. It's fall.
No. What I meant was the time you spring forward.
No, you go back in the fall. You set your clock back an hour in the fall.
Here's how I understand it, just to get everything... So I used to report at 12 midnight. Now I report at 1.
Yeah, so you fall back.
It's a part of the year, yeah.
Right? So however you want to phrase that, it's spring forward for me. I know it's not spring, it's fall, but my
It's you and your fucked up sense of time.
Like you ask me what time of day it is today.
Yeah, I know.
What
doesn't matter.
What day of the week?
You're supposed to follow your clock.
Every time we go out, I have to remind you what day of the week
it is.
Yeah,
but you're supposed to follow your clock based on your...
Today is a Friday!
There you go. Time of the work, time of the workplace. That's what you follow.
4 o'clock.
See, because I never had that.
Dude, earlier we were talking about GMT watches. That's what you're supposed to get, man.
I know. I was thinking about that.
Get you have a phone.
You pay so much more, but it's worth it.
You could put two time zones on the phone.
On your phone.
I do.
That's like the convenient and losers and millennial way to do it. Dude, get a GMT watch.
Yeah,
I know.
Just to be cool about it, man. I mean, the guys paid so much for working
my name
overseas.
Is not Little Ryan. What the heck are you talking about?
GMT? Yeah, but you know, you're paid so much, you deserve a GMT watch.
I'm actually thinking about it, you know.
There you go. If you have to pick a watch right now,
it's just so sad.
You're not
though.
Either you're working with the stuff that you do now, or you fly a plane internationally. Mm-hmm. Either way, you got to get a GMT watch, man.
I will.
I'm telling you, man.
It's just so sad because I found out a couple of years ago that most of the kids today don't even know how to tell the time.
Tell the time what? Analog?
And looking at a clock.
Look of the whole wonder of the universe.
No, it's most of the kids
Are you talking about kids trying to decipher an analog watch?
Yeah, like a clock.
Yeah.
Like we ask with
the you got to be inclusive here. When you say clock, what are you talking about?
Like a wall clock.
Analog. Yeah.
Analog clock. Like
analog
a wall clock.
Watch. Yeah.
A wall clock can be digital.
Please.
No. When I say clock,
everybody knows what a clock is.
That's an
analog
watch.
Yeah, it says 10:20.
In their house has a clock at home that's digital?
I don't.
In the wall.
I have an analog watch.
See?
Yeah. I have this digital
one. Sometimes we ask the kids, like, take
I have
us.
A digital one, and you know what you need to do to see the time? You tap it. You tap it like a fucking loser that you are to see the time on digital. So you revert to the one on the wall. The wall clock that's actually on the wall that tells you the time on analog with a short hand
and a long hand.
And the long hand. So,
and there's a really
Jesse's
thin one that runs around
the way
faster.
He's working in the next couple of days when he decides to get a watch. He has to get like a GMT watch.
Okay, I got a question about this.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's being repeated in almost in every episode mm-hmm. that we've had for the past couple of months, but here's a question. Okay, so how come the generation does not know how to tell what time it is on an analog watch can know the difference between a male and a female?
They don't. They can't even tell the time right.
Can. I don't think they can. They just wanted to be nice. They have this culture of just trying to be nice.
I guess that explains
first
why.
Things first, without caring about any feelings they've hurt along the way. Just trying to be nice about the new and upcoming group of certain group of individuals that needed to be recognized and respected. And then worry about everything else along the way.
So I guess that explains why they're
sorry,
confused.
That's what I think anyways.
So I mean, I guess that's why that most of these kids are confused on which what a woman is or what a man
exactly.
is. Because
so
they can't even tell the time right.
We used to talk about it like the birds and the bees. And that's it. Like you get bitten or you get...
You got stung.
Yeah. Or pricked.
Pricked.
And then somebody says, "What a prick!" And they go,
"I never had that talk, by the way."
I know
the birds what? And the bees.
No, me too.
Me too.
Me too. It was pretty.
Because up to now, like, to be honest, up to now,
left and right,
I don't know which one is the bird is supposed to be
dude,
the guy or the bee is supposed to be the guy.
The cross or the arrow upwards, cross downwards. It was pretty basic back
dude.
In the day. And then they complicated things. They complicated it way more than the Palestinians did. And we had to deal with
don't
it.
Start, don't
man.
Start. Don't
no,
start.
No, it's not that. Deal with it.
You were talking about it. You never had to talk about the birds and the bees. But you'd had that puzzle, that red and yellow thingamajig mm-hmm. where you put the square things in the square holes.
Yeah, I had that toy.
Right? So, you know, dick, pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
What the heck are you talking about? There's no need for you to get a proper talk. I mean,
no, I'm just saying that I never had that particular talk with my dad because it was a different time.
The only question my dad asked, do you need lubricant or not?
You actually asked that?
No, no. I was trying to figure it out. I was like, what? No, yeah, am I gonna force it in? My dad laughed. I was like, it'll come to you. Then I figured out the lubrication part later, where there's natural lubrication yeah, and the fact that you need to use artificial lubrication.
If, you know, you want to get to it
yeah,
quickly.
I know.
If you're too dumb to do the natural way.
Or you're too gay.
Well, yeah, that
that's
too.
That's always a possibility, man.
Okay. I know, right?
Since we're all inclusive right now.
Yes.
So, yeah. Might as well.
Yeah.
See, I was worried about him, but right now I'm worried more about you.
Worried about me about what?
I'm finishing the bottle.
I finished the bottle. It's gone.
That's what I'm saying.
So we're good. We're good.
Yeah, I know. So what's up in the world? Since you don't want me to talk about a Palestinian shit.
Well, I guess nothing much.
So, the senior... I'm sorry. The senior Aguila guy got arrested?
They got indicted.
For what?
I think it had to do with the whole issue of the minors getting married, forced to marry,
oh.
and have sex. It was not... They didn't indict him because he had a religion, because everybody could make one if you really wanted
what
to.
What is that again?
The Senor Aguila, the guy from Davao, who came up with his own cult.
Surigao.
Oh,
Surigao. Sorry.
Surigao.
So he got...
Is screwing younger women?
He's not screwing younger women.
Booby does not have a problem with it. Why should you?
Wow. What did he do?
He encouraged the other young men to marry minors.
Okay.
So you basically forced
part of
them
the culture
into
of other cultures that we haven't been enough.
Yeah,
that's why he's trying to get away with it with that pretty much the same argument, right?
I don't know what
why
you got.
Why is he getting into trouble with it when and not certain sects of the Mormon religion?
I don't know, I think they probably charged him with something else. I just forgot. I lost interest
because it does not have an organized religion that pays enough.
Could
is that
be.
It? Or he's not related to you, Booby. He's into the same
no.
thing.
No. They see him as a like a, the personification of the Santo Niño or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's about the same size. he doesn't have curly hair, but then again, yeah.
That's easy.
Put in a wig.
Or have a perm.
Or have a perm. Stupid. You know?
But hey, you know, if it's if, as long as they sell it, they get away with it. Apparently, got away with it. So, you know.
But well, why
people
those
in need with
what
people in need would always look up to people, persons like that.
So that's the only thing why he got into trouble when trying to.
No, up? I'm pretty sure there's something else. It had to do with because actually, I lost interest in it after the whole
because it's vague. It's very vague. It's, yeah. You know, you got in trouble, went to jail for what? What's the reason?
It's kind of like that. It's way different from that whole Ecleo business from a few decades back.
Yeah, it was different.
That was different because he actually killed someone.
Those people in that same region are too gullible for comfort. Dude, you guys should get out more or get Netflix or get internet just to be not fooled by any Yahoo that decides
to say that I am God and fall for it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Or sometimes I am God on earth.
Okay.
Exposure is key, man. That's what I think. Like, sometimes you want to keep it pure and simple and back in the day, sure, but you gotta get exposed to something interesting and radical and different and hazardous and destructive for you to decide what's good for you. Is it worth a gamble to actually venture into something different and revolutionary and experimental?
Because there's
just to be able to keep up with something that's a little bit modern or what? You're going to do like, you know, stick it out with back in the old days and back in the 80s and back to like listening to Fantasy by Earth, Wind and Fire because that's what I was listening to earlier. I was like, shit, dude. That was like fucking 30 years ago, man. But it was freaking good. It was freaking good 5 hours ago, man.
Yeah, aside from Ecleo, there used to be a group that's really strong in Cagayan de Oro that's mm-hmm.
They're too modern for their. We're too modern for their shit, man.
No, wait. You gotta remember this. They're the ones who went to Jolo and got kidnapped and.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear about that.
Shit, what was that too long ago. Benevolent Christian something?
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah. Okay, I know, I've heard about them.
Benevolent something? Yeah. They're always white and then they
don't cut their hair.
They don't cut their hair. Aside from that, they wear something similar mm-hmm. to the Muslims, but it's all white.
It's all white,
mm-hmm. and they have property in
property. That's interesting. Real estate.
Real estate. That's the reason why they
so
kept out.
So real property. Bogus religion. Real property. Yeah, that's interesting. All right.
So what this guy did was he tried to because he's the. He's the supreme Messiah leader. Or something, or supreme
Messiah.
Leader.
A second coming Messiah.
He went to Sulu or some part of Mindanao where the MLIF or the Abu Sayyaf was operating and he got kidnapped. Remember that story?
Did he get fucked in the ass?
I don't care. I
hope he got fucked in the
and
ass.
After though. That, after that, they basically disappeared because
he kept
of that
quiet
shit.
Because he got fucked in the ass.
Or something like that.
That's probably what happened.
Without lubrication, the one we talked about
fuck,
yesterday.
Dude, that sucks.
So man. Since KY jelly is not that.
Oh, shit.
So
man,
it's
that's
either.
The worst thing.
And they're not. They don't have enough spit because they are into Shabu.
Forget Palestine, man. You get fucked in the ass in Sulu. That's the ultimate thing. That's a fucking ultimate fucking.
Yeah, they use that for.
What?
To demoralize.
What? Demoralize the what?
It's well known back in the Roman legions.
Roman times. When,
you get fucked in the ass, you can say goodbye to the
legions? It's not the...
Is that what it is?
So it's a question of power. So
it's a question of power.
You project the fucker versus the fuckee.
Yeah. Okay.
All so right. As long
as you project your power...
Yeah, as long as you're the fuck. Then it doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, you're right, pretty good. You're
if you
want to
dominate mm-hmm. this particular,
you're not gay. But if you are the fuckee, then you're the.
If you live in the know, you're fucking gay. Doesn't matter. I don't give a shit.
It wasn't the gay thing with the Romans.
Touch
though.
The guy who dropped the soap. You're fucking gay. That's who we are now.
Yeah, well, based on certain
points of view change
that we have.
Over the years. I'm just saying, we're in a safe space right now. You drop the soap, you get fucked in the ass, you're fucking gay. I don't care. I've warned you not to fucking drop the fucking soap. You fucking drop the soap.
Whether you like it or not, if you want it to happen again, then you're gay.
Yeah, and then you need to drop the soap.
One time was sad. The second time around,
yeah, fucking hilarious. I know. That's fucking sick, but that's the reality of it all, right? I mean, we've told you not to drop the soap, but you did. You fucking did.
Second time you intentionally dropped it, that's even worse.
First, it's a fucking lesson. Second, it's a fucking habit. Third time, you're a fucking moron.
It's a hobby.
It's a fucking hobby, and you're getting the hang of it. And you're fucking getting off the whole fucking thing, man. So forget about it.
Speaking of relationships.
Everything in life is all about talking and fucking, and then throw in the third one. I just realized in 2023, it's a fucking habit. You do it often. You do it over and over again. It becomes true. It becomes real. It becomes the truth.
It becomes enjoyable.
It becomes a normal thing. It becomes a fucking accepted thing because you fucking tolerate it over and over again.
So, Booby, you want to press that button?
You want to press it? Because I was fucking making a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I was making a lot of sense. Screw the friggin' alcohol. I'm gonna have a field day with this.
I
vividly remember the whole thing right now. I'm making a lot of sense.
Editing this fucking video is gonna be work. We're gonna have to pay you.
Holy shit,
with food.
Dude. We gotta do videos next time. We gotta explore the friggin' video.
Speaking of religion, so. Mm-hmm. Aside from the... What the fuck is wrong with La Pasan, man? What the fuck?
I told you, right?
What the fuck is wrong with that place?
Next episode should be dedicated to the freaking thing. Because we don't get reactions now. It's been 2 weeks, right?
Let's fuck them up. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with La Pasan?
Next week.
Now you have a pastor with...
He's got a million every month for the girl. He better have like 5 million every month for us.
Does he fuck her in the ass?
Because next month, I'm going to skin his ass.
No, here's the question. Does he fuck her in the ass?
No. What's with you two and ass fucking?
No, it's not that. I mean, if you're going to...
No, I'm just saying.
Hey, you drop the soap, you're a guy, you fuck the ass by another guy.
If you're going to fuck somebody, if you're going to pay a certain amount, you better fuck that girl in the ass for that amount that you're paying for.
So it's tighter. Hey, don't argue. You tried it.
You're not into ass.
Tighter, right?
Yeah.
I know you'll fuck somebody in the ass before.
There you go. Doesn't matter if you're pretty or not. It's fucking tighter every time.
It's not fun, though.
No wonder these people that don't get pregnant fucking multiply. Ever notice that? What the fuck? Dude,
no, lately, I'm not even been in the news again.
With what I just said, because I didn't mention anything, but if you're not going to get pregnant and you fucking multiply...
Which brings me to the question, you were right. What's wrong with La Pasan these days?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, aside from that pastor thing and the college student from Liceo... Aside from that, there's that new thing that came out. There's this but the beauty,
title
beauty titleist title holder
something, that, yeah.
getting accused of going out with this guy candidate who happens to win.
That's the part that I did not know.
Freaking elections.
What is she talking about? She's talking about being accused of something.
She was going to file a case against one of the candidates who claims that she was accused of going out with this barangay, whatever candidate.
Barangay. What's wrong with
it? Because they named her by
and
name.
It's tarnishing her reputation and everything, right? So she was going to file a case. It was campaign period.
Mm-hmm.
Results came, and the guy she was tied to, controversy wise, won.
So?
And
didn't give her money?
I don't know, man.
Didn't pay her?
And
what's the problem?
The girl who promised to file a case against these people happens to be like, well, did pretty good in the city pageant, actually.
Was it the last one or the previous one?
No, the recent one.
The recent one.
Yeah. She looks interesting. Not our type, though, three of us. We wouldn't probably waste our time even lighting her cigarette if she was hanging out with us. But it came out in the news and got us curious, and we were checking it out and
curly hair, which is my type. No tits, which is my type. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't look like she has any ass at all. But then again, what's the problem?
How can you tell? She was sitting down.
I mean, dude, body type.
Dude, she
needs, can tell.
Yeah, but the thing is, at the end of the day, she needs to talk to us for at least 5 minutes to find out if we actually get a hard on based on us talking to her for 5 minutes and the way she looks, right?
I mean, we know a couple of people that look better than you, girl, and, you know,
they're worth better than you.
No, I mean,
and then we talk to her for 5 minutes and to anybody for 5 minutes.
So what's the problem? That she got.
What do you mean problem? There
that
is no
she
problem.
Got. That her name was connected to the certain candidate.
Ryan, answer. What's
she was
problem?
Saying it tarnished her reputation, accusing her of having an illicit affair with this candidate.
All right. So.
And then, nothing happened after that. And then election came, and the candidate actually won.
Won, yeah.
Who did she won?
So why go through? Why hold up?
Another candidate accused her
of
going out with with a candidate.
With the.
She didn't run for any elective office. She was just.
Who happened to
first runner up of a city pageant? Yeah. I don't know.
If you want to bury something, you do not talk about it, period.
Exactly. Yeah, a friend of ours was in the middle of a fucking national controversy. She kept quiet about it. Look at her now. Nobody's even talking about it.
What's her first name?
No.
The hidden core thing.
No.
Maricar. There.
Oh, yeah, well.
You know, Maricar didn't say anything.
Yeah, she didn't.
Short.
When you say Maricar, people wouldn't even remember her.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the trick.
And everything got buried. Yeah. I mean, you don't go national. You don't go to Facebook.
I can't believe we're actually talking about scandals in 2023, man.
I remember a few years ago, at the height of this whole internet sex scandal videos, left and right.
It started with the Cebu.
There was one here in Cagayan de Tubagal. I think it happened in Fort Santiago.
Yeah, so
you remember that? Remember that video? She was a candidate too.
Yeah. People forget it after a while.
Yeah.
She looked good though.
Well, not my type, but she kind of performed
and
nicely.
And she looks like she's pretty much an interesting person.
Yeah.
And people forget about it after a while.
After a while. But the thing was,
just keep quiet about it and you're good to go.
See, but the thing is, she didn't keep quiet. She asked help from the government to retrieve all the
videos.
Nobody
helped her.
And like, I mean, how do you stop it? You can't.
You prolong the agony by actually being able to remember because you've been complaining about it.
Correct.
Yeah.
When you're supposed to be just.
That's what happened with, again, going back to Hayden Koh. That's what happened to Katrina Halili.
Yeah. She
got
all the way to fuss out of it.
And then
it ruined her career.
It ruined her career.
Ruined her career, boosted Hayden Koh's career because he's the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to think they only have one video. As with the other one, she had like, what, three or four going
but
around?
But here's the thing. Even if I saw that video, I'd still be, I'd still be somebody who would be enamored by Katrina.
Not really. In the Philippines? Filipina women and their bodies look the same in any scandal in the Philippines.
True.
I find it boring.
True.
I'd prefer to check out OnlyFans if you allow me to do that.
But I am not going to pay $5 to watch somebody's
No.
You don't have to.
I'm not paying for anything. I applied
God,
all the tricks that you taught me last episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll teach you how.
Last episode, you told me how to do it.
Please.
I did
I'll
it and
how.
It worked. So, yeah, that's better than actually looking at, because, believe it or not, there's just two types in the Philippines. The women that gets all the rice that they want every day, and the ones that are looking good in scandal videos that we have.
Who looks good in scandal videos?
Everybody, actually, that actually didn't get extra rice in their lives.
Okay, fine.
And then... Nothing in
no, what I mean is, if you say
you
scandal video,
after 2 days,
the
you,
term
you don't remember, like if that scandal thing in the fork whatever shows up, tonight and joins us to do the episode, I wouldn't be able to remember what she did.
Exactly.
I'm just going to know that she's part of a scandal and you must be an interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you fucking allowed yourself to get videotaped and here you are. And then you tell me how did it destroy
your
life.
That was a funny story, though.
Yeah.
Like everything else with the definition of a scandal video before was usually was a hidden cam at first. Like a hidden cam, one party doesn't know the other party was filming.
Uh-huh.
So that was like the de facto scandal, quote unquote, scandal video.
Until video sites banned it because they don't want to get sued.
Yeah, they don't want to get sued.
And then it evolved into something else.
And then as time progressed, when people had cameras on their phones that could technically take acceptable video qualities, not with the 6600 because their video quality was shit. But
is that the Lifebuoy phone?
Yeah, Lifebuoy phone.
Lifebuoy.
What was it?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
The 6600, the 7600. These were the first Nokia phones that were capable of that had a camera that was capable of making videos.
But it's Sony Ericsson taking a video that's more than 30 seconds.
And then Sony came up with the Ericsson. Teamed up with Ericsson and came up with a K-Series. That was their videos were way much better.
Came out in a James Bond movie.
And then their pictures, their picture quality was way much better than Nokia's. Yeah. Their video quality was way much better.
K810.
800.
K810.
K810.
Yeah. That's serious.
So,
Sony Ericsson, right?
Those were really good.
Man,
their lenses were made by Carl Zeiss.
Man, good old days.
Their lenses were made by Carl Zeiss.
First few times I went to the U.S., I had that phone.
You had that phone?
I had that phone.
So anyway,
I remember not taking pictures using it, though.
Okay, let's talk.
Because I had other camera.
Naked women. Go. Focus, go.
Naked so, women. You know, we got to the advent of people filming their own sex act. Then it became, the whole scandal thing just became the de facto term for it.
And then it became small because everybody's doing it.
And then the main reason why people got caught before with their and then got distributed was when every time someone has their phone repaired or their computer's repaired, the technicians would go through all the files and then retrieve whatever they like.
Footage. Technicians don't even do that nowadays.
They don't even do that nowadays because it's
because
everywhere.
You're too ugly compared to the OnlyFans babes that they watch every day.
But before, you get such a kick out of it because, you know,
right now, nobody's interested.
Because before, I think before what happened before is like, because these are everyday people, and usually when you watch like sex videos, it's usually about porn stars.
Thing before amateur videos
and then porn stars and amateur videos. Yeah, and then
amateur videos.
And all of a sudden,
everyday
you get
people.
Like people from your
everyday
neck of the woods, your town, your school,
everyday
your. Everyday people,
made
the people
in
the
of
you might see,
and,
you might be sitting beside them on class.
Right now, honestly, if you're an everyday people, I don't know you because you live in Lapu-San. Dude, I'd go to OnlyFans. I'd search somebody I know from Instagram.
No, but
then check,
enjoy it,
check their profile at Instagram. There goes like a link tree there.
It's not that. I was like, what the heck is wrong with Lapu-San? The past two videos that are involved. That involve women and sex and scandals.
No, wait a minute. To be fair,
why?
The second one didn't mention anything about sex.
Yeah, I mean,
it was implied.
It's implied, but what the heck? Why Lapu-San of all the places? I mean, there's a lot more places.
Why not Bugo? Bugo has really.
Bugo has the most beautiful women in
Cagayan. Cagayan.
What the fuck are you talking about? Let's talk about Galswagan, man.
No.
Nah.
Really? I've driven.
Aside from the fact that you gotta pay for them.
No, that's a thing. I mean, you know, easy access. Galswagan has it.
You pay for it. Bugo, man.
Pretty women in Cagayan is from Bugo.
Hold on.
That's always.
I drove. I drive all the way to Bugo before.
Bugo and Villa Trinitas is.
That's
in
the
Bugo.
Same place.
Yeah.
Villa Trinitas, exactly. Bugo. People in. The prettiest women.
I'm not saying that everybody
I mean,
in
most
Trinitas
percentage,
is easy, but
if
yeah.
Ask me looking at the most percentage of the most number of beautiful
per
women.
Square kilometer, I'd say Bugo has the most.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't even
I
been
tend
there.
To agree, but if you're talking about...
I'm not sure now because I don't go
you
out now.
You've regularly now, so maybe those pretty women are...
Moved probably uptown.
Got...
Pulling my wallet out per square kilometer, Kauswagan.
They were made anod to the Agusan and Puerto areas now.
So they're probably uptown.
No, uptown. Those people in uptown are ugly.
Yes, it used to be Makamala.
They just have money.
What, but the ones you pay for?
They're not okay. Come on, man. Do you know anybody pretty from uptown?
There's a bunch.
See, there you go. There's the answer.
I wasn't going to say something, but I know you're going to... Never mind.
There's a bunch, but 18 below, so that
yeah,
doesn't
so
count.
No.
18... No, not 18 below. 18 in up. Our show, it's got to be older than 18.
Well...
And Booby just proved my point.
That's why I'm...
Gusa all the way to Bugo.
Probably now it has progressed to like places like Tablon and Agusan
and
Gusa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Not Gusa, Kugman probably, Kugman... Going there,
no, I haven't seen anyone
in Villanueva and Hasaan. Those places, man.
Cagayan, Tagulan, yeah. Villanueva.
No. I'm not kidding. Hasaan.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I know.
Pero paiter gyapon.
Yeah, but the question remains, what the fuck's wrong with Rapasan nowadays? I mean, you know, two scandals in a row within a year is going to be too much.
It's pretty interesting. 2023
God is probably punishing
will be
them.
The year for Rapasan.
God is probably punishing them.
I know that there's a very famous motel there. What's that thing called?
Nah, has nothing to do with a motel even.
In Rapasan?
Yeah.
Rapasan, yeah.
Which one?
So good.
That's not a motel.
You know, the Morvi
what
there.
Do you call it?
It's a hotel.
So clean, so good. Fuck that shit.
Dude, do you know
everybody's
the,
just going
the mere
there
definition,
to get laid.
The mere definition of a motel, it's a motorist's hotel.
Yeah, I know.
So you need
in
a garage.
US, in Cagayan,
if it doesn't have a garage.
Then you're talking about the U.S. definition.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Here
the term,
in Cagayan is a motel is where you fucking go.
The motel. By its very definition, it's
fucking
a motorist's
yeah,
hotel.
Yeah, your definition.
So if it doesn't have a garage,
fucking go.
It's not a motel; it's a hotel.
Fucking go.
Or so? It's a mere
it's
inn.
It's a hotel where people get laid.
They get laid.
Fucking go.
Yeah. I know. Fucking go.
Anywhere you can fucking go, it's
but
a
don't
motel.
Call it yeah. a motel.
So that's the definition. That's how we can tell. You will never accept the fact that you're
dude, with enough money in your bank account, you could turn Seda into a motel.
Exactly. But if I'm a business owner, I'm never going to accept the fact that even if I have Seda as a fucking go place, I'm going to have it labeled as a fucking go place and labeled as a motel. Mm-hmm. It's still a hotel.
Yeah.
Everybody will call it a motel.
But nobody calls Sogo a motel.
Well, everybody does.
Nah.
When was the last time you've been
people,
there?
People I haven't call been there.
Exactly.
Motel.
That's my point. You haven't been there.
I haven't been no, there.
No, everybody Sogo, calls Sogo it a motel. In La Pasan?
No, but
people
in their name, there's no motel there.
Yeah, I know.
And
people
I'm a
call
virgin.
It a motel. People go there to get laid.
I know that.
Yeah. It's a motel.
Why are, why are we talking about terminologies?
Because
then?
We're talking about La Pasan.
In Lapasan, there's a lot
all
of
I know is that Sogo apparently has one of the best fried chickens in the Philippines.
Where?
In Sogo.
Hey!
Renaissance! I've never been there.
I've never been there.
What was that new name
about?
Of Renaissance?
No.
Renegades?
Resonance.
No.
Resonance.
They don't have good food. You know, you know who has good food before?
That place.
Yeah.
Not Renaissance.
I hope.
City Lodge has good
cucina?
Food.
They have the best pancit. They have.
What are you talking about?
KM3 had the best pancit.
Resonance or Renaissance? Whatever.
No, KM3 had the best pancit.
I wouldn't know about that.
Because I'm always
died a natural death because
yeah they closed down.
This the guy thinks he was so he was into something else.
And I love their fried rice at KM3.
Really, you remember these things? You must be older than me.
I love KM3.
I don't remember eating anything at KM3.
KM3 was the only place that gave me a 20%.
I ate a lot at KM3,
no,
man.
KM3 was the only place that gave me a 20%.
I couldn't care less about food at KM3.
They gave me a card that, they gave me a 20% discount.
You gotta give people some...
leeway or a few?
No, not leeway.
Give a reach. To fucking retort?
What the fuck are we talking about?
So KM3?
Ladies and gentlemen, so
I don't remember eating anything at KM3 except pussy, alright?
Okay,
let's
hold on.
Just be blunt about
me too.
It.
Hold on. Yeah, so, from Resonance, which used to be Renaissance.
Renaissance.
Yeah, so
there's that right turn or left turn going into High Time.
Yeah.
And then after that, that should be KM3.
No.
Or are we talking about Prince Court? I'm sorry.
What's Prince Court that you're talking about?
Prince Court, and then it's KM3, correct?
KM3 is the one in front of Mickey D's now.
Yeah, so that's the last one as far as the line is concerned.
That's the last one.
Yes, okay, so Resonance... That left turn that leads into Highland and KM3?
No.
Highland and High Time.
It's Resonance. Q7.
What the fuck you talking about? No!
Q7. Trust me. Q7. Then High Time.
Are you sure?
Yes. Coming from Bulwa to the bridge.
No.
So if you're talking about from the bridge to Bulwa,
yes.
Then you hit High Time first.
No, Resonance first.
No. It's High Time first.
Oh, shit. Okay. I just
dude, I was there three times a week.
Okay.
Now I'm listening to old people talk about the old days.
In my time, I was there three times a week.
Okay, so High Time and Highland, and then...
Not Highland.
Highland
it was High Time.
Corned beef.
High Time and...
There's one beside it. I keep forgetting the name.
I know. Some blend. Something. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. It's Highland and the other one. And then it's Q7.
What are you guys talking about? How long you stayed there?
No.
No.
The ones that you hit.
Yeah.
Then the last is KM3.
Layout.
Wow. Then the last
Why are we
is KM3.
Talking about the layout again?
Because we're talking about... We're trying to educate people where KM3 was because it doesn't exist anymore.
Dude, just sell them in front of the Mickey D's across the highway.
Mickey D's, that's not a dead grassy spot.
Not everybody would recognize it as a motel, right?
Because even back then, it didn't look like a motel.
What's the name of that place? That road?
KM3.
No, Karlswagen Highway.
No. The one that leads Mulawan. Into
Patag.
Mulawan.
Yeah, Mulawan.
Mulawan.
So if you enter the Mulawan Road, that place to the right, that used to be a motel.
Yeah. It's confusing everyone else.
Dude, if you're 20 years old, you will be confused.
Yeah. Okay.
So it used to be a motel. And
if you're 20 years old, you don't have plans of getting into a motel and getting laid. Unless you're the 20-year-old that we knew 30 years ago.
Who knows? I mean,
people are not as cool as the people we know 30 years ago nowadays. I'm telling you, man.
But you know how you know
nowadays.
Who had also good food before?
You're 20 years old.
I know
old
you have
right
a
now.
Membership card and you got a 20% discount because of the number of times you check in, boob. So what are you trying to say?
No, but the one that tops my mind when it comes to good food in motels, City Lodge.
What?
City Lodge.
Same cuisine with Resonance, man.
No. Their cuisine is practically...
Same owner.
Kitchen
same
is
owner.
The one
same
from
chef.
The Apartel.
What?
That Apartel thing at the back.
Middleton.
Really?
Yeah,
they have the same kitchen.
It's the same owner.
It's the same
That's
owner.
That's what I'm telling you.
But they don't have the same kitchen.
Who cares, man?
Yeah, it's
the same guy that gives you the recipe.
Fine. But I'm just saying that... City Lodge is the best, one of the best food.
So, as we were growing up, trying to discover this beautiful, wonderful world of middle of the night shenanigans,
I go in the afternoon.
Food
I go in the afternoon.
Courtesy of these people, and in the afternoon that works too.
There was even a time that they go there at like 8 in the morning.
Yeah, man,
it's
that
weird.
Place is open 24 hours.
Yeah, I know, but it's weird. Yeah. You go, I mean.
Resonance is where my eldest daughter was made. She knows that.
I can never call it Resonance.
Residence or Renaissance?
Renaissance. It's always Renaissance for me.
So every time I pass by and she's driving, I would always point it to her. Like, that's where you were made. And then she would scream at me, like, bah! Then again, you know, just remember, so you know where you're made.
I can remember all the parties that we did at that place. I mean, you know, it's one of those places.
In Renaissance, you had parties?
I had parties there, man. I don't know with you.
Taxi driver parties and their connections.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, for sure.
You were not there. You're probably still in Savior trying to learn how to jack off.
Like a warrior guy back in ancient history and in modern times, he's still called the same name by, he goes by the name Saladin. Man, I'm telling you. He gets the job done, man. He gets the job done.
But yeah, so
that's a gap in your life because you were in San Miguel fighting for a parking lot in Maccabi. Maccabi, you remember Maccabi? You were there fighting for a parking spot.
Wait, hold on. So is that a fluke? I mean,
is that a fluke? He missed out on something.
I'm talking about Jocker.
He went to Manila and didn't get laid. That's the problem.
I'll give you that. Now I'm talking about the lineup. I mean, is that just purely chance?
Nah, I don't think so.
I mean, they're on the same side of the road and they happen to have the same business? Is that pure chance?
I think it was easier.
Hey,
I think that's how it works, man. Because one of the biggest brothels.
Proximity.
One of the biggest brothels in the city before was either in. No. It was in Causwagan in Bayabas.
I'm not going to say it.
Sapul.
With a seesaw. And then you look at them.
The main reason why antibiotics exist.
Dude, we're going to end this episode.
Minusing.
I'm telling you, the minusing thing is going to be real before you know it. Tell them to watch out for the next episode.
No, seriously. Whoa, you're talking about a different.
One of the biggest brothels back then was in either in Causwagan or in Bayabas or Bonbon.
Bobby, you need to tell me about that because I don't know those.
It's near NHA around that area. There was one. There's a huge one there.
How do you get one?
You have to know someone, and then you go to the house, and then they just come out.
Really?
Yeah, you go to the house.
That's the Causwagan.
No, that's the one in Bayabas, or was it Bonbon?
What about the other one?
In NHA, in Causwagan, it was near the main road. You make a right turn somewhere. It was like 30 years ago. I mean, come on, give me a break here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, based on what you remember, but if you're a female listening to us right now, so this is how men's minds work and how, you know, they're hidden vices and where
shenanigans.
Hidden shenanigans. Okay, and usually I've been in more than one, okay? So let me just tell you this. I've been in more than one stag party where I happen to help facilitate. But not in the Causwagan and the Bonbon, or what do you call it? But Causwagan and
NHA. We have us brands around that area.
Yeah, but the Carmen brand.
The Carmen brand is pretty much well known.
Pretty much well known. That's the only one that I know.
The prettiest one that I've seen so far. Back before the days of cell phones and pictures.
Yes.
Back before those, it was always Causwagan for me. They had the prettiest ones.
And I cannot remember the last one that I had. So a friend of mine has friends coming over from Manila, and he is not in Cagayan, so he asked me to reach out to his friends coming and cousins coming from Manila. They're going to have a stag party. So I set it up for free. I made contacts and set everything up. And we were in this hotel. And I was at this point in my life where I wanted to go clean. For some weird reason, okay? So don't judge me, okay? So jeez. I wanted to be clean. I wanted to be nice. I don't want it anymore. And I left them there. So seven guys. There were seven girls. I was a seventh guy. And out of appreciation for what I did, they gave me a seventh girl, and
okay,
nothing turned on. I mean, she was hot, but
yeah, sometimes it happens.
I mean, I was more scared. I wasn't in my 30s. I was in my late 20s.
Really?
Yes.
Why'd you get scared?
It's not so much as being scared, but I was at a, I don't know, you could call it a religious epiphany or some problem with, yeah, I don't know.
It was those days.
One of those days where I can get this if I go home, so why? Why do it?
Okay.
So, but then again, I know I backslided. I fucked around after that. But those were one of those days when I felt like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. And they felt bad. But then again, so those places. But not in Kauswagen. And
no.
I didn't know about that. Fuck, yeah, damn.
I always go to Kauswagen. If I had to, I had to. I go to Kauswagen.
You are such a bad boy.
It was a different time.
I know. Then again, if I knew that, I would be reaching out to you. So is that place again in California movie?
I'm pretty sure they're closed by now. Everything's, dude, everything's on Facebook now. You got to know that. Telegram is the way to go.
Yeah, just a Telegram message away, or even a Facebook message away.
I'm saying, you know, it's there. Everything's there now. You don't need to know people or... you need to know people to get invited to certain groups on Facebook. Because normally it's a closed group. But, I mean, you don't have to know... you don't have to go to, like, places in the city. You just have to talk to them online. I mean, talk to them, pick one on the phone. And then once you have your...
Hi, Thomas. Pretty good deals. I know you're not going to be able to relate, but based on my last experience. So, $150, I think, it's going to give you a couple of hours, but if you pay around $400+, it's probably going to give you 12 hours. So, if you're...
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you visit Cagayan de Oro, and even if you don't have any plans of doing any hanky-panky stuff, you wanted an air-conditioned place with a TV that's got a good bed, you know...
Nice AC.
Nice AC. You might want to think about it. Yeah, $450 is going to give you 12 hours. You double that, $900. No bullshit of going through the lobby. All you have to do is check in, check out, be out. So if you double that, probably $900 for 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to give you that. Except for weekends. You can't do it on weekends because the rates are higher.
Oh, so they do that now?
Yeah. Don't ask me how I knew that, but then again.
No, because back in the day, they never did that. It was all the same rate before.
I know. So they kind of figured out that weekend rates are higher. A lot more people are coming in during weekend. So
I think before, average 4 or 5, sometimes, like the most I've had.
So if you're going to spend $400, that's probably going to last you around 5-6 hours at the most, yeah. Which is...
Now.
Before.
Before, yeah.
Now, you pay around $400 or $500, it's probably going to give you 12 hours. So, yeah, so you can still sleep and get your energy back up. And if you want a place with a refrigerator, so the best place is Q7.
They have fridges?
There's a small fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
What for?
You don't say long. Just in case you're from Iligan City, you don't want to think about the place, you don't have to check in, you want something automatic,
you
can park your car, you get a garage, and you wanted to buy food, you don't want to order, so they got a small fridge, you can store it there. Their in-house movies are not something that you're going to think about because it's usually porn, but then again, if you want to, you know, plug in the USB and watch your own movies, then that's going to be fine. So...
See, I wasn't even a fan of Q7. I've been there a few times, but not regularly.
Yeah, again, don't ask me why. You could probably figure it out. So,
looking back, I just
not
realized.
Yet looking back, if you want good, a good recommendation, if you're gonna ask me, a good recommendation would be. So that place beside High Time. What's up?
I keep forgetting the name.
Land something. Jesus Christ.
The Promised Land?
the promised land is where you want to be, not the actual place. But the, yeah, so there's another motel right beside High Time. Haven't been there for a very long time, but as far as cleanliness and the quality of the rooms, if you want a circular bed, I've been there. You wanted a garage.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, so you want to check
see,
it out.
See, that's why I like KM3 before, because it has a circular bed with a mirror on top.
But with individual garage rooms, yeah, yeah. You can. But yeah. The old ones don't have that. So we're talking about, you know, tourism to Cagandioto, so we're not talking about the nasty stuff. But those are options that you can explore instead of going to semi...
like hotels.
Reputable hotels like... you know, I don't want to mention names, but if you want to go for 1,000-plus hotels, probably not that same quality. You can probably get the same quality and same service and same ambiance as the motel. So,
because I know a few married couples who just still go to motels just for the heck of it. For old time's sake. I'm saying it happens. Yeah, I know.
I mean, the grandkids are there. The fuck? Why bother? Why bother trying to keep quiet when you can bring the missus out to the... yeah, yeah, it's good. That's a good option.
Grandpa needs some alone time.
Yeah. Grandpa purchased some medication and wants it... wants it to work. And get the most.
Posla naman lang. Might as well. Anyway, on that note...
Ryan gave up.
I think Ryan gave up.
Okay.
Now, looking back, especially for now that we're talking about it, I can't believe how much I spent. All that money I spent.
I do not count.
No, what if I think about it now.
The amount of money you spend in those motels.
Who's counting?
Exactly.
I count the number of toothpastes and... toothbrushes.
Yeah, if you're gonna count, you need to count the discounts that you should be getting. If you count the toothpaste, the shampoo, and the
small Lifebuoy soap.
Yeah. So yeah.
Lifebuoy. No, it was Kame Lux.
No, Lifebuoy. I think.
Whatever. I'm gonna take anything that I want as long as it's not a greeting request passed through that box.
Someone gave you one?
Yeah.
Really?
Renaissance.
Really?
Yeah.
I got one from KM3, though. I'm like, how'd you know?
I was like... And
it's not like you leave your name on the lobby.
No, you become so familiar. It's like him again. Look at that.
Oh, man, it happened with the taxi driver.
Happened with the taxi driver, too. Yeah, correct. Which is not one of the most...
proudest moment.
Believe it or not, it's not something that I'm proud of when I encounter that. Because when the taxi driver talked to me about, it's the second girl in two days, it was like my brain went like, what the fuck, I am going to hell. Seriously.
Come on, Krabby said move.
Oh.
Sure. Whatever, dude.
Shit.
Okay. So...
yep.
So anyway. here's a tip before we go. Mm-hmm. Here's a tip.
No tips.
Not my tip. Okay. So here's a tip. I know there's a lot of good girls that might be listening to this, but
stay away from radio people.
If you're going to wait for a taxi, for the love of God, since we mentioned that strip from Resonance all the way to Q7, please cross the street.
To the other side.
Don't wait for a taxi there because you're going to be mistaken for some...
yeah.
Some social worker.
Didn't get to enjoy the party and went ahead.
Uh-huh.
And buy a good watch.
And it's going to give you the impression that you're in the same business as that latest girl from La Pasan.
Buy a watch.
Allegedly. From La
allegedly. No, she's from La Pasan.
Oh, okay.
If you can't invest in good watches, at least have it fit the proper way so that it doesn't look ridiculous on your wrist. That's my pet peeve, I think.
Right?
I mean, you know, have the correct wrist bracelet size when you wear a watch. That's the least you can do. I'm not telling you to buy an expensive watch.
There's a lot of life advices that we give out on this channel. Like,
this is one of the most important ones because, like, I'm looking at people and it's not a freaking bracelet where it's loose and it moves around in your arm. It's not. A watch is different. It's supposed to stay a certain number of centimeters in your wrist.
Yeah.
Near the knuckle. Near your hand.
That's knuckle.
Wrist.
That's your knuckle.
Oh, no, not knuckle, but, you know, your wrist. The wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrist bone.
Wrist bone. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, wrist bone. Okay. Yeah, you do that.
You're good.
Yeah. Even if it doesn't matter if it's a cheap watch or a weird watch or whatever, if it's fitted perfectly, then, you know, it doesn't only benefit you, but everybody else who's got a pet peeve like I do.
We're gonna talk about watches and investment next time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna dive into that, and I'm gonna get some tips from you, and then let everybody know the.
I was an expert or anything, but hey, I got into this rabbit hole recently, so whatever I learned along the way, we're gonna pass it on. Yeah, we're gonna have
it. All right. All right, on that note, before Jesse smokes into my mic again, say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
We'll see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Take care. This is the